This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Who's Talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James Rivera help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click JamesRiveraAir.com.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales & Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 17, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Hey, hey, hey. How about them Wahoos, Hobbo?
It was a special night on Friday night. You know, I think the 50,107 that were there will not soon forget that evening of football.
Nor will the millions that tuned in worldwide. I believe they did hit a big number, and the people stayed with the broadcast because the score was tied at the half. It was tied at the end of three periods. It was tied at the end of regulation.
Well, it was a compelling football game. You know, the difference between a good game and a great game. A great game is a good game that you win. So it was a great game.
Well, if you didn't have a dog in the fight, it would have been hard to turn that one off.
It was entertaining. You know, in a Friday night national game, it couldn't have gone better for Tony Elliott and the Virginia football program.
And listen, long overdue. It's been years.
And we'll get into that. And by the way, we got Jeff McDonald on the line. We probably should go ahead to him, so I'll restrain that comment. Let's go ahead and go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hobbo, how are you doing? How are you?
You know, as you might imagine, we're doing pretty well here.
I thought you'd get Hobbo to put down the maker's mark for a minute.
I've said the great thing about Who's Talking and Frank Maloney is for many, many years I was in this little basketball niche, and now I tell everybody I'm Mr. Football now, baby.
He's all over it.
You are.
Hey, you see, Hubba wears a helmet in the press.
I know.
In the press box.
Well,
it's kind of interesting.
I want to make sure Frank doesn't hit me when he gets excited.
I do. Yeah, I do slug poor Doug Dowdy. I bet you I hit him in the shoulder 10 times.
That's why
the game.
I made sure he sat in between us.
He won't sit there again.
Hey, Jeff, tell me about I saw the post game. They said this was the first time since 2004. That Virginia has rushed for 200-plus yards in four consecutive games. So is it the running backs, the scheme, the offensive line, or all of the above?
Yeah, it's all of the above, but I'm going to give most of the credit to the offensive line. I mean, I'm so proud of these guys. I'm so proud of Coach Elliott for getting his signature win, which he really needed, and we all needed, frankly. And I'm so proud of Coach Terry Heffernan, the offensive line coach. I mean, he's got these guys looking like professionals. I mean, literally
I mean, the line didn't just do a good job. They did a great job. They have had a low sack total. Florida State was credited with two sacks, but the truth is neither one of those sacks had anything to do with the offensive line. You know, one was a run out of bounds scramble. The other one was a miscommunication. So really, but either way, if it is two, it's still a low number. Strong running yards, 211 yards, four TDs. Their PFF scores were all above average. And this, the thing that I liked the most about this was going into the game, we were worried about the offensive line because we had some injuries. You know, we had a brand new player starting at guard, Kevin Wingenton, who did fantastic. Drake Metcalf slid over from right guard to center. But the big thing that I liked was the statement we made on the first play of the game, because all we heard about, you know, us guys who pay attention to the line, was this guy named Daryl Jackson, you know, all ACC preseason, Bodnarik Award list. He's going to eat us up. You know, you read the Florida State press, they're like, oh, he's going to take advantage of our injuries and go after our weak guys. First play of the game, and you guys can watch it. First play of the game, can Drake Metcalf and Kevin Wingenton double team him, knock him on his ass 5 yards back for a 5-yard carry by Jamari Taylor. And it was just awesome. And it was just so happy to see. So
well,
I would
it's kind of surprising from the standpoint that Brady Wilson, who had done so well in those first couple of games, and so much was expected of him, but Metcalf has exceeded, I think, even the performance of Wilson. Metcalf has gone in there, and in the last two games, Virginia has been socking the middle of the opponent's line right in the teeth.
Yeah. And absolutely.
Jamari Taylor loves the new line.
Absolutely. He can't say enough good things. And Xavier Brown, now he only had 43 yards, but he averaged 7.1 yards a carry. So both of these guys had great games.
Well, yes, and I'll tell you this. They're an excellent complementary duo. Brown was able to come in and hit the corners and get around the edges. And, you know, that had to stun the FSU defensive coordinator. Meanwhile, Taylor, I don't know, how does a guy 5'9" dictate to everyone that he's coming up the middle and there's nothing you can do? I mean, that run just before half maybe was the statement play of the game until overtime. When he took that handoff down there, I want to say he was about the 25, he took that handoff and he hit some linebacker in the hole and knocked that guy unconscious. That guy, nobody knows where he is now. And I mean, they lost him. That guy was heard exclaiming, "Did y'all see the license plate on that truck?" And Taylor ran right down the middle of the field with nobody around him, went in the end zone. And I said at that point, not boastfully, but I said, I think Virginia's going to win this game because Virginia had just absorbed that FSU blitz. And, you know, literally the blitzing on defense, the hurry-up offense, and those quick scores. And Castellanos was much improved since his days at BC, I thought. And somehow for Virginia to go right down the middle of the field with 2:40 to go in the half and get that tying touchdown, I was like, you know, one team wants to defend their house. And it really is the first time since really, you know, Bronco was coaching that the Virginia team said, "You are not going to beat us in Scott State."
No.
Anyway.
It was awesome. And my favorite drive was, I guess, in the third quarter. It was like a 75-yard drive. It was, get this, 11 runs. Of the 12 plays, 11 runs. And so, you know, we all know that Chandler Morris hurt his hand earlier in that quarter. And the offensive line just said, "Hey, we got this. We got you covered." So it took some pressure off of Chandler Morris. They went all the way down. We got a key fourth and one. I mean, Tony Elliott was really rolling the dice. You know, a lot of people would have, you know, would have kicked, but he said, "No, we're going for it." Same thing, a key first down on a third and three from the red zone.
And so the offensive line was just, man, they just looked amazing.
Yeah, I remarked to Frank at that moment that game Friday night was about touchdowns, not field goals. So I think Coach Elliott made.
But hold on. I want to give Will Bettridge credit because he's been in my doghouse a little bit. But he made a very important field goal at the beginning of overtime.
Well, after they scored, he had to make that. Otherwise, we lose the game.
Yes, and he knew how important that kick was.
And it was a 40-yard kick. It wasn't a gimme.
And he split
with
the
uprights. with a lot of pressure. You know, where you got to make it to keep the game going. So I was going to mention that later in the show, but he did a terrific job.
He deserves some credit.
Absolutely.
But you know, the player of the game. No question was Chandler Morris, the quarterback.
Definitely.
Five touchdowns, two passing, three rushing. And you know what? He showed a lot of Bjorn Borg in that game in that he didn't let mistakes influence the way he played the rest of the game. Those two of those INTs were on him. One was on the receiver who did not fight back to the ball enough. And I'm not going to blame him for all three, but he didn't let that discourage him, and he kept attacking and running. And you know, when was the last time you saw a quarterback outrun the entire damn defense around the end? And he dipped back in for the last 5 yards, right there at the pylon. That was as nice a run as you'll ever see.
Yeah, that showed a lot of attitude and. Moxie, as they say. Jeff McDonald, tell me about Louisville. This all of a sudden is a big game on Saturday at 3:30.
Undefeated Louisville this Saturday, 3:30, in the L&N Stadium, which they've renamed it.
Somewhere out there. At least it's not the Yum Yum Center for the basketball team.
Right, it is on their campus.
But it's a big game, and you know, I didn't think I'd be saying this at the end of September, but it might have conference championship implications. What do you think?
Yeah, so I totally agree. All eyes are going to be upon us. One of the hardest things, as you guys know, after a big win like this, is getting fired back up again. And so, you know, we really need to pay attention to our game and our preparation. You know, don't pay, maybe spend 5% of our time watching film and seeing what the other guy's up to. But you know, we just really need to get back to work. And, you know, I'm sure they've taken a couple of days off. And
does the extra day help in that regard?
Absolutely. I mean, all those bumps and bruises, and you know, and I'll tell you, I'm not sure that Drake Metcalf was 100%, our center,
right,
in this game, because he was nursing, as you guys remember, a sprained ankle, and so we didn't know if he was going to be good to go, but he was good to go. His PFF score was excellent, over 60. The big question is, and maybe you guys have some intel on this because I know you always have your ear on the ground, Frank, but I don't know if Brady Wilson, our all-world center, is going to be ready to go after that calf injury. Those things.
Yeah, we were told that Brady Wilson would be, basically day-to-day. But it turns out they had made a decision earlier in the week that, Brady was going to sit out this Florida State game. And I think it had something to do with the fact that when Metcalf went in, they played very well against Stanford. Yeah. And by the way, the Stanford win looked even better late Saturday night when Stanford won. And I wouldn't be surprised if Stanford doesn't win some games now.
Well, they have a good coaching staff, so you would think they would improve as the season goes along.
But, Brady Wilson, we worry about Brady Wilson. Yeah. The player we wonder about is Wallace Unamba, because he has now missed, I think, 3 games at right tackle. Is he coming back? We should hear tomorrow from Coach Elliott in the presser, and I plan to go to the presser.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Charlottesville tomorrow. After all, this is the high point so far of the Tony Elliott regime. And number 24 in the country, and they're getting ready to go on this big road trip to face a team that's favored by 6.5 points.
Yeah.
Louisville's favored by 6.5, and if that doesn't motivate the Virginia players, what will? You know, they.
Yeah, I would much rather be the underdog going into a game like that. So that doesn't bother me at all.
The thing that I'm concerned about is, can they get some of these other defensive backs healthy? Because they're gonna need them. Football today with the way the rules are and the freewheeling offenses. You got to have more DBs. We've been saying this kind of quietly for a couple of years because, quite honestly, we couldn't guard a statue in the last couple of years. But now, I mean, this kid, Jason Prevard, those were some plays. That blitz interception was crazy.
The tip interception was just out of this world.
That was that looked like something that. Some kind of machine would come up with that. It didn't even seem real, did it?
Well, you guys have been telling me for years, not only offensive line, but depth on the offensive line. It appears we have more of that this year than we've had in past years. Poor Antonio Clary got in the game and then got thrown out because of a targeting.
Yeah,
thing.
That was pretty. Could have been a late hit, out of bounds or something. They could have called a lot of things, but they didn't need to call that. And I thought the referee on the field went a little overboard right then and there. Clary did not spear the guy. He didn't come flying in with his helmet low.
No.
Well, the one indispensable man is Chandler Morris. We all know that. Not that the backup quarterback doesn't have potential, but and that goes back to the offensive line, as Jeff was saying, providing the protection, keep him from getting sacked, and make him smart when he runs the football and takes a slide when he has the opportunity to do it.
All right, Jeff, we got about a minute to go before break. What are your big prep ideas for this game coming up? What do the Cavaliers have to do?
And I would say just do a little bit of hitting, but just with shells. We don't need any injuries in practice this week. That's that's pretty important. I can guarantee you, you know, we're going into what, game five now? And
game six.
Every single one of those guys, the people in the stand don't see it, but every single one of them is, they're not injured, but if they're not injured, they're hurt, and they're playing with something. And so let's just let these guys heal up. I would say tempo, practice fast, try some no huddle offense, and just tighten up. If we can replicate the effort from last week, I think we'll be fine. We'll be more than fine.
Well, I'll tell you this, Virginia fans are really looking forward to it. They're certainly, if they're not there, they're going to be in front of the TV at 3:30 on Saturday. But Jeff McDonald, thanks for your time. I'm sure we'll talk to you again during the football season. All right, we're going to go to break now. We got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Dr. O coming up. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their well.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
You don't succeed in life by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
Whether it's moving to a new home or office, optimizing your logistics, or managing your workplace, trust Hildrip.
Schedule your free appointment online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrum, a world in motion.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back to his little Alan Parsons project.
That sounds pretty mellow. It's
I think
pretty
that's
good.
Yeah. Games people play or something like that. Anyway.
You know, for the music you play on this show, that one's not too bad.
Well, I was trying to be calm because we're used to winning. We're champions.
Yeah, I know. Just another day at the office.
Yes.
That's all.
I mean, Florida State comes to town. What's the big deal? 50,000 people.
They're not going to want to come back. I'll
you know what?
That.
If you saw the AI-generated rant from Coach Norville that was totally fictitious, that was maybe the funniest thing I've ever watched.
It was pretty funny, but
he used every
in reality, it was probably pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I'm sure he wasn't happy. But Dr. O, how are you, sir?
All right. What's going on? How are
your Dukies had a big win, 38-3 over the Orange. So, you know, Duke football, it's not only basketball down there now. It's football.
Yeah, man. We're taking over all sports, man. It's good to see Duke really where it should be, on top.
Well, you got a quarterback that can play. What did they get it from, Tulane or something?
Yeah, man, that guy's the truth, man.
He's sneaky good.
Yeah, man, so we're happy where we're at right now, man.
All right, Frank is worried about our kicker, punter
on,
place
Hobbo.
Kickers.
Hobbo kicks
off.
Hobbo, I got this.
He kicks off. Hobbo. That makes him a kicker.
He is not.
Well, even a punter is a kicker.
I told you, hold on, I told everyone before the season started that I thought it was a very bad idea to have their all-ACC caliber punter kicking off. Well, in these early games, Virginia scored a lot. He had to kick off a lot, and he hurt himself. He's got a hip flexor injury and has not played in 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm wondering, how long does it take for that to heal, and what do they do to help a guy get over a hip flexor injury?
Yeah, I mean, hip flexor injuries, they're gonna vary a lot by the severity. They can be a frustrating thing to come back from. You're typically looking, 4 to 6 weeks for full recovery. It can be as long as 8. You're really trying to decrease inflammation up and around that hip joint when you're treating. And part of the rehab goal will be to strengthen the core, stabilize about the hip. You're looking at the gluteus medius, the core muscles, to take pressure off that hip flexor so it can really heal.
Whatever happened to getting a needle out and shooting him up and getting him out there, you know? That is what they did in my day.
I think when we were playing the Hokies in the last game, they will shoot him up. But Daniel Sparks, according to The Athletic this summer, was listed as one of the top 100 freak athletes in NCAA football.
Oh, freak.
Well, he's 6'6", 214, and apparently he could play a lot of positions.
Well, maybe that he's probably going to play at the next level. That may be why they're holding him out.
Well, anyway, that's not why they're holding him out, because he can't kick. All right, let me ask you this. We were watching the game and the replays, and everybody's celebrating. I think Virginia fans are storming the field again right now. They're practicing their storming techniques. But a quarterback, Chandler Morris, on one of his pass attempts, one of the defensive linemen got in real close, and his hand struck the helmet on the follow-through on a pass, and he grabbed it, and then Virginia ran the ball 11 times in a row for a touchdown. But it was, and then later in the game he did throw the ball, so he didn't break it, but they believe he sprained his hand. What do you know about those?
Well, I mean, a sprain in the hand, I think they're giving kind of a vague description. It can be anything from injuring one of the ligaments and/or maybe the soft tissue of the hand. Frequently, you're talking about the ligaments that stabilize the bones of the hand. Again, that's the thing that can vary in severity. So a sprain can go anywhere from grade 1 through 3. With 3 being something more like a full tear, and 1 and 2 being kind of partial injuries. So I think they'd be looking to immobilize the joint as much as they can, kind of rehab around that hand and see what he can do moving forward.
The fact he stayed in the game, does that tell you anything?
Generally speaking, that's a good thing. I mean, we have to take into account there's an adrenaline effect,
right,
with these injuries. So, sometimes we're playing through things that we may look at differently after the fact. But hopefully there's something short-term for him.
We are speaking with Dr. Owusu-Achau, the orthopedic specialist at Ortho Virginia. So your Dukies play the Tar Heels on November 22nd, but long before that, on October 25th, UVA travels down to Durham. Are you planning to go to that game?
I'm going to miss that one. I'm going to miss that one. They're in spirit, though.
I'm going to tease you about that.
I mean, yeah. Another rivalry game for you, huh?
Well, you know, suddenly Duke and Virginia are making all this noise, and it's got to drive the Clemson people and the Tar Heels crazy.
You know, I told somebody today you could have gotten pretty good odds if in August you had said bet somebody that Virginia would be ranked at the end of September and Clemson would not. You
could have made some money, right?
Made some money on that bet.
Well, and hey, your Dukies are doing all right.
No, we're doing good, man.
Dukies are coming off a couple of wins. 1, 2, 3 wins, and you gave Illinois a fit.
No, we're looking good, man. We're feeling good about Duke Athletics at this moment, man.
Well, you seem
that's until the Wahoos get down there in a few weeks.
You know what? He's way too happy. Doctor, you're way too happy. We're gonna be throwing
is
some
is he
bombs
in the rotation right after we play Duke? We need to make sure that happens.
We're gonna move the rotation
around. We're gonna ride him
sure.
on that one.
I look forward to it.
Listen, we want to thank you and all of your colleagues at Ortho Virginia. You guys have been fantastic, and I hope you have a great week.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. O. Look forward to your next visit. All right, we're going to go to break now. We got Noah Greenbaum coming up next. Speaking of former kicker and punter, he can give us all the lowdown on Daniel Sparks. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let Ginger Bear help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click jamesriverair.com.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildreth is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildreth.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildreth.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildreth, a world in motion.
When it comes to UVA Athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Who's Talking Season 17 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's show. We're a bunch of happy Who's here in the studio tonight. And in case you were visiting Mars last week, the mighty Who's took down Florida State, who was ranked eighth at the time. They have dropped because of the loss, but they came in and as a top 10 team, 46-38 in a thrilling double overtime victory. We got Noah Greenbaum now. Noah, tell me, when do you think that's the biggest Virginia win at home since when?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Noah. We're good.
Since 2019, that last home game against Virginia Tech.
Yes.
I still put that as our best win in the last 15 or 20 years, but this is up there.
Are we going to repeat that later this year?
We'll see. We'll see. One game at a time.
I like your attitude. You're going to be a good coach.
It is one game at a time.
Game was awesome.
It is one game at a time. But I do think this team will beat the Hokies this year at Scott Stadium. This is a different team.
It is
team.
A different. And I kind of called it at the beginning of the year too that I thought we would beat them, just from the standpoint of. It's actually a good thing that we've got a bunch of transfers, a lot of people that aren't used to sort of the losing culture centered around Virginia Tech, where you know, we're not talking about it every single day at every single, you know, practice. I think these guys feel less pressure and are just going to go out there and play some football, which has kind of doomed some of our better teams against Virginia Tech, where, you know, a lot of those teams felt the pressure. And I think that really is what ultimately,
you know, back to Florida State, back to Florida State, Noah, and Frank mentioned it earlier in the game, and it kind of got overshadowed by everything else going on Friday night. But that kick by Will Bettridge, talk about that, because that was really a pressure kick to keep the game going at the end of the first overtime.
It was, and, you know, kudos to him, because he struggled a little bit this season after, you know, pretty much being automatic from kind of inside 40, 45 last year. So to come in there, not, you know, having kicked a field goal yet that game, and to drill it right down the middle was pretty impressive.
Well, you can't put too much weight on that. It was very important, but it wasn't the flow of the game, and he's expected to make a 40-yarder. I will be really impressed if he can make a 45-yarder to win a game, but I think making that kick against Florida State, you know, sets him up.
Yeah, it should add to his confidence.
It should help his confidence.
Agreed.
And it should help the team's confidence. Let's talk about Sparks. So Daniel Sparks coming in was expected to compete with everyone in the league to be All-ACC first team this year, and he's got this hip flexor. Now, you've punted and kicked. What the hell is the hip flexor, and how hard is it to get over?
It's tough. You know, I had to get a cortisone shot my last year in my hip flexor because it's nagging and it's lingering, right? I mean, and that's pretty important muscle as a kicker, and I would say maybe the most important muscle. So it's definitely something that can be painful, and it's something that can linger. So it's unfortunate, you know, to happen to him, who I thought was, you know, going to have kind of a breakout year.
Now, Frank's upset that he was kicking off. Are you more apt to get that injury from kicking off or punting?
I mean, I think either one of them, right? But, gosh, he was such a weapon on kickoffs. But I will say, you know, Slebeck has come in and done just as well on the kickoff. So maybe something could be said that he should have been doing those all along. But you can't really second guess having a fifth-year guy out there that can blast them just about every kick, putting them out there.
Well, I counted three punts during Friday night's game in which Slebeck, whatever his name is, did not punt the ball accurately. He had a short punt where he could have kicked it out of the end zone and the ball would have been on the 20, but he barely got it to the 20. He had another punt where he had the whole field to punt, and he barely had a 40-yarder. And then there was another punt, I think, where he missed a chance to pin the other team. And my thing is, Virginia needs Sparks back, because in these big games that are coming up, let's take Louisville, for instance, on the road. It's important that you have a guy back there that knows what he's doing and isn't going to get uptight. And, you know, I feel bad for the backup punter, but at the same time, I think the coach has made a mistake. I think the special teams coach should not have had Sparks doing all those kickoffs against Coastal Carolina. I mean, did we really need all those kickoffs going out of the end zone against Coastal? I mean, we need them now, you know? And so it's something that bothers me.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, Sparks, when he's on, is a complete weapon, right? Because he can flip the field pretty quickly. And as you said, I mean, that can provide a big spark for the defense, you know, to have pin their ears back, you know, and have them inside the 15 or 10, you know, especially kicking out of your own, you know, side of the field. And we're really going to need it this week against Louisville, who's got a pretty good special teams. Their punter and kicker are very good. And their kicker, in fact, they run kind of a two system where they got a short guy who hasn't missed a kick all year inside 40. And then they got a long kicker who's made 257-yard field goals this year.
Yeah, isn't that kind of crazy?
Well, certainly a place kicker. You know, that's one of my pet peeves all along. I mean, it really makes a difference. So many games come down to a kick. But anyway, just overall, you know, you said you were pretty positive before the season. I assume you're feeling pretty good about things now. This is really a big game on Saturday. What are the keys on Saturday, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I think just like we talked about it, right, special teams is going to be need to be sound. It's been sound for most of the season. I think that's been a big part of our success. We're going to need to keep doing what we're doing on offense. You know, the one area that I think that could improve on offense, which has kind of continued to be a little bit of a problem, is sort of these late game calls, you know, near the end zone. I think we've tended to be a little bit more conservative, and I think this is a team we don't need to be conservative with, right? And so I think that's an area, you know, one of the areas in overtime, I actually thought, you know, given the struggles with our kicker, we should have been a little bit more aggressive instead of running the ball right up the middle the first two times after they were just forced to kick a field goal. So I think that's an area we need to improve on, be a little bit more aggressive inside the red zone, try to score touchdowns. But I think the biggest thing is going to be, can our defensive backs, you know, hold the Louisville receivers, hold Miller Moss, you know, to as little big plays as possible.
Yeah, so let's talk about a number of things. First off, Jason Prevard had the game of his life, two interceptions, one of which was a batted pass that he then controlled in the red zone, and that was at least a 10-point change in
Yeah, they would have certainly kicked a field goal, and we ended up scoring a touchdown after that turnover.
Right. And look, Corey Costner, Ethan Minter from Richmond, Christian Charles, David Neal, and Jordan Robinson and Kevin Gray, those guys, by and large, have been the ones on the field defending the other team's passing attacks. I thought they did pretty well against Florida State. They weren't great, but they did get those two interceptions, and they got lucky on that reversal of the call in overtime, that ball that was juggled by the receiver, who, quite honestly, he failed his quarterback. His quarterback threw maybe the best pass he's ever thrown in his life, and the guy, bungled it running out of the back of the end zone. Let's talk about the mentality of this week coming off a super high win like this. Don't you think it's an advantage that Virginia won this game on Friday night and had an extra day this weekend to sort of digest it and get their yah-yahs out before they practice this week, before they travel to Louisville?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, from a health perspective. But I think from a mentality, I mean, this team, again, you know, this is the advantage of having a bunch of older guys, right? They've been here before. A lot of the guys have played on big programs, you know, have experienced this stuff before, and I think that really is going to help them and also help them carry the rest of the team, you know, through a week like this where you've kind of got to put away this game in the past and look towards the future.
All right, let's talk about one thing here that Virginia's got going for them. Somehow, magically, after some pretty brutal years, Virginia has a balanced offense. A beautiful running attack with several running backs contributing. A quarterback that has been shocking opponents with his running ability down in the red zone, and just a host of receivers that can do damage almost anywhere on the field. And I think Cam Ross is due to break out again, don't you? And, you know, you take Jamal Adrien, who's a big-bodied receiver, 6'3", 220. You got the tight ends who are playing just fantastic ball. Dakota Twitty, more the receiver, although Sage Ennis has scored a couple touchdowns in the red zone now.
I think he caught the first touchdown pass Friday night.
He did. I mentioned Cam Ross.
Don't forget Trell Harris, too.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Cam Courtney, who was kind of quiet. I hope he's not hurt. You know, to me, Trell Harris is the most dangerous player, but you know, Eli Wood has been making some catches, and he's basically telling the coaching staff, you can trust me, you know, and he's telling his quarterback, hey, don't forget to keep an eye on me, because he has made some good catches downfield and gotten some decent yards after the catch.
That's a good question, though. This is a multitude of weapons on offense. This offense is the best Virginia's had since when?
I mean, I think getting back to the first question, I think since 2019. Yeah, yeah. And look, I think, you know, rightfully, wrongfully, I think Dez has gotten some flack, but I think a big, you know, issue with Dez's offense, you know, in years past is the fact that his offense is very intricate, right? And he's got a lot of options, run, pass, You know, the quarterback has really got to be able to see the field, figure out what he's going to do, give him multiple options, different, you know, reads at the line of scrimmage, which unfortunately, you know, Calandria really, really struggled at. And you're seeing a coach's son in Chandler Morris thrive in. And I think you're seeing the pairing of Dez Kitchens and Chandler Morris together. And I think that's a big reason why this offense is doing so well this year.
Well, you know, Virginia is averaging 45.6 points a game now. You have to think that if they can do it to Florida State, they can do it to Louisville. So you got a prediction for this coming Saturday? The game is at 3:30.
Yep, I think the Hoos take down Louisville 42-31.
Wow.
Oh, I like that. All right, we're going to leave that there. All right, we're going to head to break, come back on the other side. We're going to break down the rest of the ACC and the upcoming games and the AP poll. Stay with us. It's Who's Talking on a Big Night. Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James Rivera help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click jamesriverair.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
We're going to travel over to Hobbo's side of the studio, and he's going to give us the Olympic report.
Yeah, which is pretty good news, really.
Which is brought to us by our good friends at the VAF.
They are good friends at the Virginia Athletics Foundation. Women's soccer, the women's soccer team, in case you haven't noticed, is ranked number one in the country. They beat Clemson this week, and I'm just looking ahead here. Lo and behold, Saturday versus Virginia Tech. A game in the Commonwealth Clash for the number one women's soccer team.
And by the way, the first point was up for grabs just 2 weeks ago, and the UVA men in the soccer program went down to Blacksburg and tied the highly ranked Hokies. Wasn't that game 1-1, I think?
I think it was. And
So they didn't. Nope.
They split the point. What, do they each get a quarter?
Or do they get to kiss their sister?
But speaking of the men's soccer team, and speaking of ties, they tied North Carolina last week. This week they will play UW, Milwaukee, and NC State. The one thing that Frank has been irritated about is the men's soccer team has not been ranked up until now. They have hit the poll, and they're ranked number 12 nationally. So the men's soccer team starting to make a little noise in that regard. And then the other team that's highly ranked is the number 3 field hockey team that won 2 games last week. They beat Cal Berkeley and Stanford. So they took out the West Coast part of the ACC last week. So they are this week, they looks like on Friday night, they will play Duke, who is number 7. So a big game for the Lady Field Hockey Club. And
they're undefeated still, right?
They're undefeated. 8-0 on the season. And women's soccer team is still undefeated. They do have a tie.
By the way, usually when the women's field hockey team gets this deep into the season, it means they're going to make a run in the NCAAs.
I think the field hockey team and clearly the women's soccer team could have a deep run in the NCAA. Maybe Championship 36 is in the offing.
And the men have gotten hot, and they haven't lost a game
in
some time.
They're certainly an NCAA-caliber team. And have we mentioned the football team is ranked number 24 for the first time in a long time?
Number 24.
Back in the poll since 2019, I think, was the last time.
As Terry Gates loves to say, don't gloat. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Being ranked number 24th, they've earned it. They're 4-1. If they go out and beat Louisville, they've earned the right to be in the top 20.
And that will happen if they beat Louisville.
I do think so, because Louisville's undefeated. All right.
Yeah, Louisville's a very good football team.
Let's look at the AP poll, the top 25. It's interesting. The ACC now has 4 teams in the poll, same as the Big 12. The Big 10 has 6. The SEC, this is such BS, has 10.
What is Louisville ranked now?
Louisville has got like 46 votes.
Oh, so they're outside the top 25.
They're knocking on the door. They have not been in the 25 this year.
Oh.
So Miami is number 3. Georgia Tech is 17. Florida State is 18. UVA is 24. Personally, I think Georgia Tech deserves to be higher, but they got behind in this last game against Wake,
and
that was not good.
They won Saturday due to a blown call, so you got to feel sorry for the Wake Forest team, the Deacons. They had the game won.
Well, you never know. I watched part of that game, and the thing was nip and tuck.
Nip and tuck, but, I mean, if the ref calls the offside, which it clearly was, Wake Forest runs out the clock, and Georgia Tech never gets the ball back. That's a tough loss for the Deacons.
I know,
big games this week. Obviously, Virginia, Louisville, but Miami and Florida State may be the headline game nationally for the ACC.
By the way, if you thought that non-call was a big deal, watch the UVA Louisville game, because I have never seen such shady refereeing except when we go out there to Louisville. There's always 4 or 5 plays, and I go, "What game are they looking at?" Remember, the guy got called for spearing a couple years ago, our linebacker blitzed the middle, came in, had his shoulder, led with his shoulder, rammed the quarterback, and they called him for targeting. You couldn't see it from any of the camera angles. He didn't hit the other team's quarterback in the head.
Well, you know, I always point out,
and they threw the linebacker out of the game.
You know, refereeing is not easy, but it's always sad when the outcome of a game is determined by a call, either blown or otherwise.
Yes. All right. So Miami, number three, this week is at Florida State, which Florida State's coaches have been probably wearing them out with the megaphones. I'm going to guess that Florida State plays a whale of a game coming up this Saturday night. That's a 7:30 game on ABC against the Hurricanes. And if you're not watching this game, you don't love football. This is a great football game.
The good news, hopefully the Hoos will have their win tucked away and you can sit and relax and watch the Miami-Florida State game.
Whew. All right, Georgia Tech has a bye, so they're off this week. UVA has a chance to make hay. They're going out to Louisville. If they can beat Louisville this week, and this game is going to go down to the wire, I'm going to predict the Hoos win the game just because we're scoring at such a high rate. And I'm going to say Cavaliers 42, Louisville 35. That's my prediction. Clemson is at UNC. I think Clemson's going to take out a lot of frustrations against the Tar Heels. Duke is at Cal. That's a toss-up game. Cal is undefeated. But Duke is coming off a huge win.
Well, as you said, that's a big game in the ACC standings for the winner of that game.
Duke has to go all the way across the country. BC is at Pitt, means almost nothing now. Campbell is at NC State. NC State needs to get things right. Syracuse is at SMU. I think SMU walks all over them. Wake is at VPI. This is 1 p.m. game. This is a big game for the new coaching staff and the Hokies.
Next week, Paul Collins, Bobby Call, and Dr. Jody Smith will be on, as always, next Monday at 6 o'clock. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
All right, let's do it. Who's talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.